Welcome to Analogs, a podcast by the team at Figure 8 Logistics. Each episode, we'll explore the space between things, connecting ideas through the lens of logistics, always in 8 minutes or less.
Today, we'll be talking about how food moves with Scott Landers, our co-founder and systems engineer here at Figure 8. He'll be answering our questions through the lens of food delivery systems engineering. So Scott, today I really want to talk about, delivery being the center of every successful restaurant's business model. Whether a restaurant's opening or operating, it seems like to be successful today, they really have to own how they can bring their restaurant experience to their guests. And there are obviously a lot of foundational elements of the food delivery system, and it's really, really complicated. So I'd love to start our conversation today by asking you if you could provide some context as to, what are the elements of food delivery and how do they work together?
Yeah, so when we think about building any system, but particularly one like food delivery that has so many different facets, we really break those elements into three categories. The first one is humans. Understanding that humans are ordering food and making the food and are essential to the process. The next is hardware, understanding that we're dealing with real things. Food changes in its own way, ovens break down, technology has physical requirements. And then the third element to consider is software and how your systems are integrated online and in the digital landscape.
So is there an order with which operators should be thinking about, optimizing and harmonizing these elements? Should you think about one first, or do they all sort of hold the same weight when you're thinking through the context of food delivery?
Yeah, depending on your restaurant model or the particular workflows you're using, they may appear in different mixtures. So a full service restaurant would say have a higher element of humans, whereas a ghost kitchen might be, more focused on the hardware and software because it's really a smaller use case. So while the mixtures are different, though, we always start with humans, and we recommend this is where restaurant operators start as well, is just making sure that the systems are designed with people in mind. We're working with food and in hospitality, not with robots. So the more that you can design the hardware and software to support humans, the more effective your food delivery and the higher quality it's going to be for everyone involved.
I think as a consumer, I can understand the human elements being, the chefs in the kitchen, the person who takes your order over the phone, and, ultimately the delivery driver. But would you be able to provide a bit more context as to what those hardware and software elements are and how they work with, the foundational human layer of this, sort of trio of elements that we're talking about here?
Yeah, so once you think of a human as making a decision, right? I'm hungry, I'm ready to get food delivery. You have to go somewhere to get it. When you're in a restaurant, you just speak to another human. You speak to a server or someone at the counter and you place your order. With food delivery, you're now using hardware and software as kind of an intermediary. You're speaking into a phone, you're ordering on a laptop, or maybe even you are at the restaurant, but it's still through a digital kiosk. So in order to really account for a food delivery experience that's as high of quality as a Michelin restaurant experience, you need to make sure that the humans are part of that system, not other from it. So when you design hardware and software in a vacuum, we feel like you can really lose that human element. But when you think of making sure that the oven is placed in the right place ergonomically for a chef, that the design of the app is intuitive and friendly for a guest. These are the ways in which you can blend the hardware and software elements into a full food delivery system.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess now with this understanding foundationally of these elements, humans, hardware, software, can you talk a bit about how they come to life in a restaurant's delivery process? Because I know there are, many different touch points within that process that a restaurant has to account for.
Yeah, we like to think of each of these elements as a mixture within the four parts of the delivery cycle. So every delivery order follows the same process. It has to be ordered on a marketplace. It has to be cooked in a kitchen. It has to be delivered via last mile logistics. And then the fourth part is some kind of feedback, whether that's online survey or the guest reaching out to the restaurant to provide a serving online. So when we think of these four parts of food delivery, each one of them has a different mixture of elements. You know, the marketplace is pretty balanced. It requires a human placing the order, a phone or piece of hardware to receive the order, and then the software to transmit it. When you think of the kitchen, though, this is actually very little to do with software. I mean, you have to manage the order, and there's sometimes a screen in the kitchen, but it really still comes down to, you know, the chef working with the ingredients of the food. So each of these four components, when designed, you know, as a complete system, really allows the food to move in the ways that we see today.
So in theory, I know that a restaurant typically, you know, doesn't own all of these parts of this delivery cycle that you're talking about. You know, there are third parties and these aggregators and different systems that they can leverage to sort of own, you know, whether it be the marketplace or logistics or the feedback. But in an ideal world, obviously, a restaurant can own and optimize all of these different parts. So, you know, if that is the case, what would be the benefits to a restaurant doing so?
The first benefit is of course, a direct relationship with your guest. You know, there's no intermediary. You're able to pick up the phone and call them when there's an issue, and they can, you know, call you back when there's an issue on their end. So once you have established that direct relationship, you're able to now improve your business and adapt to changing guest needs, which we know are changing ever more rapidly. So by not having someone in the middle between you and your guest, and by owning the four parts of the delivery cycle, you're now able to take that feedback and all the information you're getting and directly use that to change your marketplace or to change what happens in your kitchen or to change the way your last mile logistics moves. So ultimately, by owning the delivery cycle, you take back control of owning your business and are able to fluidly move forward and evolve to, you know, ever-changing demands, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like the ideal for restaurants to, you know, strive for. So thank you so much, Scott. And thank you everyone for tuning into this episode of the Q&A podcast. Join us for our next episode in which we'll talk about remote hospitality. And until then, follow us on Instagram @figure8logistics or visit our website at figure8.delivery.